Blog Talk Radio.
Colossia, the
divine all blessed peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live and in archive to Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokua, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary. From a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching my walk and my words along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I began and the place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Friday, February 18th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Pi in Mecca, in the legendary, historic, enchanted, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this Hudu Obeya spiritualist life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals, and do join me here each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio with the Divine Prince, live sharing with you hoodoo secrets and recipes, divine affirmation and revelation. Also sharing with you the astrological weather, the current news and events of the day, but also offering you just what you need to move you forward to the next level. For indeed, we are in a time of moving forward. Ready or not, prepared or not, we must move forward fearlessly. We don't have a choice. Things are changing within us as well as around us. And as I've said before, divine transformation begins at the most basic level, at the most quantum spiritual levels of our reality. It begins in the midst. It begins in how we feel, what we think, what we ultimately say. But know that what we say ultimately begins within the realm of spirit. So we want to move forward in this time and dispensation, this understanding and this awareness. Indeed, we are at war. We are in battle. And forces are greatly seeking to disempower you, to enslave you, and to utilize you more or less as a pawn within their system. And our only protection, our only freedom, is to take an offensive position spiritually. For indeed, without that, we have nothing else. Without that, there is no other effort that we can do that will prevail and carry us forward to the next day. Indeed, it's a journey. It's an effort for many of us just to remain positive, just to remain motivated each and every day as we move forward in this life path, in this balance. And indeed, I work tirelessly and effortlessly to come to you each and every day at high noon and provide something more than what we are already being given, to give you something that can indeed leave you empowered and able to produce results and guaranteed results for yourself, as well as those around you, your family, and your community. So again, on this Friday, February 18th, 2011, I want to offer you, I want to empower you, gift you with the very magic, the very miracle-producing knowledge, information, and energy that I received, not to make you codependent, not to make you part my slave, but to empower you, again, to move forward, free of entanglement, free of bondage, free of attachment to the illusions. We are still sharing our continued Aquarian sun in the 10th house. And now the moon is in Virgo in the 4th house, giving us that extra attention to detail, to organization, to specifics, if you will. Mercury in Aquarius in the 10th house, Venus in Capricorn in the 8th house, Mars in Aquarius in the 10th house, Jupiter in Aries in the 11th house, Saturn in Libra in the 5th house, Uranus in Pisces in the 11th house, and Neptune, in Aquarius in the 10th house, Pluto in Capricorn in the 8th house. So as I have been preparing you since January 1st of the year for the change, for the challenge, many of the predictions have already manifested. The gas price issue is already manifesting. And I still say in some areas it will reach $5 by the end of the year, $5 a gallon. But I'm also looking at nature speaking to us. In all of the world doctrines and religions, particularly the main ones, and their books, the Vedas, the Quran, the Bible, all speak of signs being all around us in nature. And I posted a poem on my page, or sutra, if you will, from the Quran on my Facebook page earlier today, which is also mirrored in the Bible, in a passage that speaks of a time when people will be looking for the signs, if you will. People will be looking for evidence, and the evidence will be all around us, all around them, and we will only be able to see it, be aware of it, based on where we are spiritually. There were those who were asked for a sign, and God has indeed sent many signs. God has indeed provided many signs, and they still do not see. And often the emphasis is ego-based. It's about controlling the signs or having the signs manifest in your favor, whatever your understanding of that favor is, as opposed to being aware of the multifaceted, multidimensional, global, galactic ramifications for all of our actions, all of our beliefs. Many of us are not able to grasp that yet. That's just too broad a vision for you. But I must provide the vision for those who are able to see, but also for those of you who can't yet see, to have something to grow toward, to aspire toward. We must raise our conscious level above the relative, above the things that are constantly in motion and changing all around us, and find our center, our God and God of consciousness, if you will. We spend a lot of time in debate in language and path and religion and culture. And indeed, those things have their relative purposes. But as we move higher to within the absolute realm of understanding, there are much more powerful messages, much more powerful revelations being sent out to us right now. If we would just listen. I believe right now it's Florida that is surrounded by thousands of sharks. And sharks indeed represent a connection in nature to energy, to a sonographic, if I can use that word, dimension that us as humans are not privy to on a daily basis. So indeed we've had falling birds and various other fish kills. And those have sort of waned in the last, most recent week anyway. But we had another event, if you will, of sharks. And this was earlier today, I saw it in the news. So there is something happening in the planet. Indeed, I believe it's of a major earthquake or even volcanic eruption or event to come. When I get a more clear, you know, location, timing, I would more than willingly share that. I don't have that. I just know that there's something there. There's something happening, something moving, and we need to be prepared for change. Change begins at the subatomic level. It begins at the most finite vibration and frequencies of our existence. This requires us getting quiet. This requires us going within. This requires us meditating and heightening our higher senses. We don't often use our higher senses, not consciously in our daily activities. We use our more dense, more obvious senses to navigate this physical realm. But there's a place where God is, where Spirit is, where our higher consciousness resides, that we must traverse, that we must access and learn to navigate. That we do this by going within, disciplining the mind just as we discipline the physical body. I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I will move forward momentarily. Remember our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press number 1 on your telephone keypad. It will alert me that there is a call in queue, and I will address you if time and spirit do allow. So please do be patient with me. I will attend to your calls and requests, and I'm very much open to your calls and requests. At my website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do recognize that many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, astrologers, numerologists, and practitioners who can be located in my various simple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince team group. We are through friends, divine joy and prosperity, divine intervention, divine love and relationship, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination And also remember to visit the powerful voices in my virtual temple room, respectively, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber. You can find Brother Majadi Baruti and Ujah Temple Ministries located in the virtual, in my virtual temple group, the King's Chamber. You can also find True Paris Queen Ifama serving a Methamus of Butt Naked Truth here on Sunday evenings on Block Talk Radio. And her archive player is located in the Queen's Chamber of my website. You can find Priestess Sangoma Gogo Nana Alana Omale, Goddess Love Life, featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And you can locate more contact information for these individuals, respectively, on their blog talk radio profile, but also by visiting me at my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power, and understanding, revelation, and manifestation at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And we do have a track record. Please visit our profiles on Team and Live Person. Read our comments and our ratings and pay attention to those things. When you seek spiritual advice, you want someone who's active. You want someone who's done a reading recently. And know that I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in resolve. And again, I have several virtual temple groups within my House of the Divine Prince site where I offer a variety of Pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And those direct links can be found at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I will be forward momentarily with the meditation, affirmation, voodoo secrets, and recipes. Astrological weather, and of course, your questions, comments, and requests via our phone line at 347-215-8967. I'll be forward momentarily. All is a blessing. Just see beyond the veil.
Amen. 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 Papa, what is it now? What have you been asked? But you can't have a share. But then I didn't hear that from me. Papa, what is it now? What have you been asked? But you can't have a share. Found a report. He got a photo.
All is indeed a blessing in divine unity and community. I am humbled and honored by each and every one of your divine beings and presence here with us for the Power Lunch at High Noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Goddess Mother of Orisha, who is with us on the phone line. Also, area code 678, I am grateful and honored by your continued presence. One day I'm going to memorize that area code and remember who you are, 678. I sometimes get you confused with other people, so that's why I never call out a name. I also want to thank Amenti, Anuket, Kalahat, DNA Freak, Fire Witch, Queen V1, and all of our special honored guests and community members who are with us now, as they are each and every day in our live Blog Talk Radio chat. And of course, those of you who are listening now via the remote Blog Talk Radio players, I am also grateful for your presence and your continued listening, and ask that you would sign up for a free account on Blog Talk Radio so that we can at least see your face or your name and know that you are supporting us. And ask that you click the little red heart on the Blog Talk Radio player if you have not done so already. This will mark us as a favorite, and it will alert you to coming shows, show topics, special guest topics, as well as my infrequent blog posts here on Blog Talk Radio. I also invite you to join me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ The Divine Prince, and you would write The Divine Prince, all as one word. And of course, my links are available to those of you who are present here with us live in the chat. But if you are listening via radio, you can find many of these links via my website. I even have a little player on the front of page of my website that links back to my Multiply page. So you can also join me and friend me there on Multiply. I'm very open to connecting with you and the community at all of our various intersecting points in the crossroads of life and the internet, where we can kind of come together and share and build a community. As I started saying, really toward the end of last year, I have many new things that I want to begin to work on and incorporate and begin to extend our, not only our reach, but our ability to help ourselves and each other. I think we all are concerned about many of our quote-unquote entitlements or social service networks in our society, straining under the economy, straining under cutbacks, and we must begin to become more available as a community, particularly a spiritual and religious community. We cannot separate the two and make this into something commercial, something artificial. I want to be able to help not only here within the community, but also outside the United States. There are many events which affect the global hoodoo, voodoo, obeya community that I wish to be a part of, and I would like to see the ministry become a part of. So I'm constantly reading and studying and scanning the headlines in various parts of the world to get a better understanding of my world. This is a part of the process. We're all aware of revolution in Egypt and parts of the Middle East, Libya and Sudan, but many of you don't realize that's happening in other parts of Africa and in other world as well. These protests and these communities are beginning to stand up and resist because of this demonstration. One of those areas, one of my, if I can say, favorite countries, if you will, in Africa is Gabon, G-A-B-O-N, Gabon. And Gabon is now having several events take place there that can lead to greater freedom, but could also lead to some greater strife and struggle for them as they fight for their freedom. There's a crackdown now in Gabon for these protests and these events similar to what have already taken place in Egypt and Libya and Sudan and other parts of the Middle East. So, and the internet, you know, gives us that opportunity, that technology to stretch out our hand, even if it's a kind word, even if it's an attempt to understand someone else's idea, someone else's culture, with someone else's pain, if you will. But there's a drought going on in Kenya. I don't think many people are even aware of the drought because we're so aware of all the wars and all the other more salacious topics that make their way into mainstream media. So I spent a lot of time at allafrica.com. In fact, I have a profile because they have a social network, if you will, attached to allafrica.com. And you should join. You should have a profile there. It has greatly increased my reach in the world. I met Iliman through All Africa. And as you know, Iliman has provided at least two tracks to the show. I think the more popular one is Iliman TT, which sort of gets everybody up and dancing. And, of course, there's a great time difference there. He often wakes me up, as he did this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, asking what's going on in my world. So we must break down the artificial barriers, particularly for us who consider ourselves Pan-African, who consider ourselves conscious, who consider ourselves focused in on our quote-unquote community. We need to extend our sense of what community is. There are people all over the world who are in support of us here in the chat, as well as in our various areas of connection, who I would not be able to move forward often without. Kalahat, who provides our angelic soul. Joy, who is known to you as Fire Witch, but I like to call her Divine Joy, who support us and keep us moving forward. So we've got to get beyond our illusionary sense of separateness, of isolation, and begin to utilize what vehicles are available to us to extend our virtual world, if you will, our virtual community. And I heard something else ugly this morning in the media about Facebook, and I know many of us, particularly right now in the chat room, are on Facebook, and Facebook is being blamed for, you know, destroying marriages, and now they're saying that having too many friends on Facebook brings about its own anxieties and can develop mental disorders because there's a greater sense of responsibility to a larger number of people. And to me, just on the face value, that sounds backwards. But even after you think about that and let that marinate for 5 or 10 minutes, that's really backwards. We must move against separating. You know, there's not going to be produced a bomb, you know, some nuclear destructive device that's going to eliminate one or two or certain specific groups of people. We share and inhabit Mother, Father, Earth, and we have to find a way to bring some understanding. Understanding first begins with understanding yourself, who you are, where you're from, how you got from point A to point B, so that you can then make a decisive, concerted effort to move forward. That is ultimately our purpose for being here on the planet. Some of you may think you're still trying to figure that out, but the absolute answer is to find balance between our divinity, our God self, and our present earthly manifestation. As I spoke earlier in the show, we are sharing an Aquarian lunation with a Virgo moon, and we are now in the full phase. Our sun, too, is also in Aquarius. And many of you know I like to sometimes go to Shine, Yahoo Astrology, shine.yahoo.com astrology, sometimes I'm in tune with what's being said, sometimes I'm not. But I invite you to take a look at that at your leisure. I'm going to put the link in the live chat for those who are present, and then you can explore that for yourself. But a great deal of it has already been talked about on my show and has been talked about since the beginning of the year. This change, this transfer of energy from one thing to another. And what those destinations are still not clear. But what is clear is transformation, is change. So we must begin to change our understanding, our diet, our inner vocabulary, our inner dialogue, if you will. This week was about language. And though each show, you know, was different, my overall theme and vibration was language. We've got to change our language, the language we use, and our understanding of this language and what we are hearing. It's something about this topic that gets people running, you know, because I think there's a, and I said this yesterday, an overall sense of disingenuousness, if you will, in our society, in what we say and how that lines up with what's really going on inside. It doesn't matter what you say and what you think I might hear, but ultimately, that place where we believe we have no control, no effect from outside influence in our heads. Many of us think that what we say in our heads, what we do in our heads, what we think about that we don't ever speak on is personal and private and doesn't affect you and doesn't affect the world. And this could not be further from the truth. Indeed, I believe our inner consciousness is that doorway that separates, that divides macrocosm from the microcosmic, that creates that loop in time, if you will, that allows for the development of experience and individuality. So indeed, what we say is already being manifest even before we say it. It's already bounced around in your head. It's manifesting in your demonstration. Your true belief, what you truly understand, will come through in your demonstration. It doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter your past. It doesn't matter your head, your deity. Ultimately, we all have that creative space, that dark matter within us that we must explore, that we must utilize to bring union again with the divine and our material universe. If you will, the divine creator spit themselves out and created all universe, all galaxies, all cosmos, all planets, all spatial bodies, as well as that dark matter, that dark space, that unknown relative void, if you will. And science says that our consciousness, our brains, mirror that. We operate within 10% of our true available conscious space. We only use 10% of it. So we must begin to move beyond our own illusions. All these illusions around us are not necessarily just outside of us. These marketers, these advertisers, these forces that are seeking to corrupt your spirit, your divinity, your understanding, are only mirroring back your fear, your greatest fear, whatever that is. And that's different for different people. So the game, it's ever in motion. It's ever in change. So we've got to get in touch with ourselves at the most authentic level, beyond our illusionary borders, if you will. I'm going to take just a quick break. I will be forward momentarily. Remember, our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Goddess, Mother of Orisha, will be the next voice that you will hear after the break. All is a blessing. You have 3 minutes and 16 seconds. Comment or request, do press the number one, just as Goddess Mother of Orisha has done, and I will be more than happy to address your question, comment, or request. Goddess, your line is open. Divine peace and blessings.
Divine peace and blessings, Prince. I wanted to comment on what you said about the Gammon people, and it's funny, it seems like we're always in sync. It's a very beautiful thing. I was watching a documentary on that particular tribe last night on a public radio station that's out of San Mateo, KSCM. And if anyone wants to see that, they can pretty much Google it and see it. And as you were saying, most people are really, really having a hard time now. Things are really getting really rough for them over there, particularly with the migration of Europeans and other folks moving into the area, they're losing their land. The Rockefeller Foundation, along with Bill Gates Foundation, has taken over the land and have just pretty much jacked the farmers' spots, pretty much, just to take it to that level. That's exactly what's going on. So the banks are lending them money that they cannot possibly pay back because the seeds they are purchasing that are coming from these companies do not germinate, or sometimes the weather is bad. And it's kind of like a modern-day sharecropping that's going on right now, but on a very high level because the corporations are taking over, and it's really, really horrible. Some elders from that tribe went to a meeting with the United Nations, and from what I gathered and from what energy I picked up, they were heard, if you know what I mean. They were just heard. You know, so if anyone wants to see that documentary, I don't remember the name of it, but just Google it on KCSM. It's a local station out of San Mateo, California, and your eyes will be open miraculously when you see what's going on, because it was really terrible.
It's really a tough situation. And also, too, Goddess, Super Queen, something's going on with your phone, so if you can kind of fix that interference, I'll reopen your mic again. But as you said, it's a really intense situation, so much so that you would think that it would be in the forefront of the media, much as many of these other events are in the forefront. I think there is, you know, obvious political and other financial reasons that certain areas are given more attention than others. I get that. But we have to, particularly now that we have access to all this media, all this technology, we must begin to expand our awareness, expand our reach. And for those of you truly operating in the spirit realm, in the magical realm, we must begin to take action, not only spiritually, but literally, but financially, but figuratively, in bring about the ultimate demonstration of what we say we believe and what we say we understand. And we must bring our forces together and fight these different events here locally as well as nationally, but as well as internationally. And I think it's a mistake, particularly for anyone who calls themselves conscious, to kind of sit back and fold your arms and say, that's not me. Those aren't my people. That doesn't affect me. Eventually, it will affect you. Eventually, it will come home to meet you, wherever you are in the world. We share this circle. You know, there's a new, you know, crazy show that comes on TV now. It's kind of a flashback to the Scared Straight, but it's like a new version of the Scared Straight, and they take these kids to prison, and it's supposed to, you know, fear them into correcting their lives and not ending up on that path. I mean, I find the women's version of the show to be a little scarier than the men's version of the show, at least for children now and what they're exposed to. But I was watching the show last night, and something that they said struck me profoundly in its symbolism. They asked the kids to kind of look around them and see this circle, if you will. The courtyard was shaped like a circle. And he says, there's nowhere to run here. There's nowhere to hide. This is our existence. And indeed, our planet, there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. If we contaminate the water here, it's contaminated there. You pollute the water, the air here, it's contaminated there. If there's war there, eventually that war comes home to roost here, either literally, figuratively, or financially. And many of these battles are playing a role in our increase in fuel costs right now. And as we begin to warm, and I know we're already in the 80s here in New Orleans, and people begin to run those air conditioners, you're really going to feel the pinch of these world events. So we've got to move beyond our most basic animalistic nature of right here and right now and what I can see and move beyond into an understanding of what we can't see and the interconnectedness at every level of that. We share this spherical, cyclical, seasonal, relative, ever-changing earth plane dimension, for which I say many of you are ill-prepared to navigate. We share this. So we must take a greater stance and responsibility and stewardship as it relates to not only ourselves, our families, our people, our communities, our neighborhoods, but also from a more global stance. Goddess Mother Breach, did you have another question or comment?
Yeah, can you hear me? Is it a little bit better now?
Yes, a lot better.
Hello? Okay, great.
Yes, a lot
now,
better.
Now, about the program we were talking, is it better? Because I know you're saying my something was going on with my phone. We couldn't get some interference.
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And I wanted to talk about also mention what you're saying about that program. Now, I haven't seen these programs yet, but if you notice, there has been an increase in, I guess, reality shows that are prison-based.
Absolutely.
Pretty much. And, you know, A&E pretty much shows most of them. And it's a serious increase of it. Is this telling the youth that this is your life right now? Because it's so heavily ingrained, you know, especially in the black community, people watch them constantly. And if I had cable, I would watch them also, just for the educational school and learning school. But these are constantly bombarded at our youth, and a lot of youth like these shows, and they see this as a way of, I guess as a badge of honor, because they look up to most of these people that are in prison. This is what I've observed when I was still in Los Angeles, living there. People I knew that had children, they were fascinated by these programs. When they would watch them, there was never a lesson learned while these programs were observed by these youth, from what I've witnessed personally. Now, I have to clarify that.
It might be a little different here in the South, in that I don't think the kids watch those shows here. People like me or older people or, you know, might watch those shows. But I think what is crucial to note is the investment and the amount of money that is being invested not only in the prison complex, but in the amount of money that's also being expended in the quote-unquote entertainment industry to further these industries. And I think what's crucial to what you said is that it's already planned that this is your destination. And I think that
it is.
The young people are picking up.
And it's very sad because Congress will put money into something like that, but they're taking money from public television, which is a teaching tool.
Mm-hmm.
People have to wake up and see this. I posted on Facebook yesterday that Congress was putting this into effect. No responses from the post. And I was pretty much disappointed that no one really responded to that post. And that's very important. It's extremely important.
But well, going back to what Stevie was saying earlier about Facebook, I think Facebook and any social network or any activity online is primarily about who you are, really, and where you are in your experience. There are those who may be at work and who are, you know, it's just something to kind of pass the time, but they're really, their attention span is really somewhere else. Then there are others who it has sort of become their virtual world, if you will. And I'm not so much against that. But again, I think that mirrors your reality, your offline world, if you will. If you tend to be shallow in your regular life, you will be shallow online. I don't think that the internet in and within itself is a corrupting tool. I think it sort of condenses more or less of of what we really are, and puts it in a place where everyone can sort of see that. But ultimately, I think that we have to be true to our own authenticity, and we carry that into our workplace, into our religious life, into our personal life, you know, when you're standing in a line at the grocery store, wherever that may be. And so we have to put more energy, more focus on being true to that. And everything else would sort of fall into place. I'm going to take just another quick break, and I'll be forward momentarily with more of Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Comment or concern as time and spirit do allow. We have about 45 minutes left in the show, and I think I have two available lines. So dial 347-215-8967, and if you are listening, wonderful. If you do have a question, comment, or concern, do press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will assist you in a timely manner. So in this divine moment in time space, we loose divine peace and love, serenity and tranquility, unity and community. We bind down that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Vipers and vampires, haters and perpetrators, Rasta imposters, fake and Jamaicans, liars, pacifiers, rabid rabbis and pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, overnight psychic spiritualists, false prophets, fearmongers, strong-armed proselytizers, all those who would seek to hinder, harm, destroy, and enslave progress, spiritual evolution, and forward movement. We bind all manner of danger, seen and unseen, evil known and unknown. We loose divine light and love, truth, wisdom, and consciousness into our earth plane dimension for immediate manifestation and revelation. We vibrate now with our ascended ancestors, Gede and Egungs, and all those who've gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here and now in this divine moment in time space. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence, ancestors known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. May we forever give your names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we manifest now our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny, change the world, to change so-called civilization, to change ourselves as we now know it. I even me. As we enter this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, work, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all toward that which is most righteous, most pure, most truth, most authentic. As we enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central, in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in love and light, truth and understanding, we light and illuminate our candles, a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We pour our libations for rebirth, refreshment, rejuvenation of spirit, and our continued connection to our ancestral guides. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivation, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection to spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us ever steady back into light and God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So in this moment, open your eyes, open your ears, hear, see, perceive, and understand directly from spirit. In this moment, remember who you are, God, goddess, prophet, prophetess, creator, creative child of the Most High, creative forces. You are divine love. You are divine math. You are divine science manifest here and now in this time and moment. Do not be robbed of your power. Do not be robbed of your divinity. Do not be robbed of your heritage and inheritance. You are indeed all that you need right here and right now in this divine moment. It is divinely innate. It is divinely inherent. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. And your inner divine light is pure and bright and truth, and no mistake can undo God's divine handiwork. So do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your divinity. For when you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you love, you inspire others to love. When you overcome, you inspire others to overcome. So align yourselves right here, right now, in this divine moment with your true and most authentic self and the manifestation of that path. Know that you do not have to repeat cycle. You do not have to repeat the generational curse. You can grow, evolve, and move forward beyond this barrier, this illusionary barrier and blockage. Be powerful, be fearless, be divine, be magnificent. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most true divine light and spark of that most perfected and authentic self. Free yourselves from the limiting constraints of earth law and physicality, and remember with me your most perfect light body and consciousness. All else is an illusion. All else is an illusion. You have creative allowance to create and recreate the light, the spark, clarity, the environment you so need, seek, and desire to evolve, to grow, to heal, to manifest, and move forward. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment in time space. I ask every day in every way that divine spirit would bring me into union with you, with myself, with all creation, with my power. For we are one, one body, one spirit, one person, one divine entity. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the spirit of divine presence, my divine presence. Let me clearly perceive the light, the voice, the vibration, the guidance of my ancestors and my divine creators and guides. Walk with me into my mysteries. Replace my fear with knowing, wisdom, and understanding. Give me the capacity to abide the mysteries put on my life's path. I give up the need to know and control why things happen as they do, and I surrender to a higher divine will, a higher purpose. Allow me to feel the presence of our divine creators, as much as in change and transformation as in peace, tranquility, and happiness. For indeed, all things work together for my good, for my ultimate good. Show me the purposes for which I have been born. Align my energies to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges and the challenges that develop the real me. speed my evolution. Show me things energetically rather than have me always live them out in physical earth playing law. Let me learn by seeing, hearing, empathizing, sympathizing before I manifest by doing. Take away my distractions, false voices, my illusions, and misconceptions. Remove all my blocks, even me. Show me my shadow side and what I am here to learn in becoming a balanced and conscious being and becoming God. Help me develop honor, creativity, integrity, commitment, harmony, mercy, compassion, and endurance. I call my divine spirit back into our present time space dimension for immediate revelation and manifestation. I unplug my energy from people, places, and things into whom and which I have invested needlessly. And I will no longer finance the past or past negative, unhealthy memories with my time, energy, or my emotion. Let us remember that all people are put here according to a perfect and divine plan to assist us in fulfilling our sacred contract. I bless, I release those whom I forgive and have perceived as having done harm. I ask forgiveness and release of those whom I have harmed in any way. Thank you for my life and just the package that it is in as it is unfolding. I'm thankful for the many teachers, guides, and inspiring people in my life, good and bad, negative and positive, for indeed they all are pushing me towards my ultimate goal. May there be divine harmony among each and every one of us. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me, beside me, within me, divine guide along my way. Through every moment, every event, every emotion of every day, I am now wise, true, patient, kind, and loving too. And all these things I am can be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is in me. Their truth, it is me. I need only to still my mind and my ego and listen to the real me, the real I. They are my help. I cannot be sick. They are my strength, unfailing, and I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing, I know no fear. Divine truth is love, life, spirit, and unity. Co-create with me. Co-create with me. Co-create with me, and it shall be. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. Without beginning or ending, eternal, I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am free from all earthly concerns about the past. I am free from all earthly concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, right here, right now, in this present time and space. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, for me, and before me. I release my grip on life, and I am calm in the knowledge that all of my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. And as they come and go, I am at peace. I am in divine harmony and tranquility. I do not judge.
AOL Radio.
I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them all. And when problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit. I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine time. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak to me, come to me, minister, and administer to me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in magical and unexpected way. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. And I rise effortlessly above all challengers and challenges to a place of serenity, tranquility, and knowing. My path forward becoming clearer and clearer. Like quartz crystal clear, refined, colorful, and focused. Every day and every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. As I trust in the natural flow of spirit, I resist nothing, I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am in divine balance. I am divine wholeness. I am divine completion. Ishu alekwana kosi wari, awu onlu oto niibo ata afambo osi, obatala miita niibo onilo abani shu. Ishu is a respected elder who flaws, confronts, and uncovers fools. That one verse in mystery chooses truth to own you. He calls the scattered to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Ishu. Aboru, aboye, aboshishe, ashe, may our evil reach a room, may our evils be accepted. May our evils allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, ashe. I shall be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Thank you. all blessed revelation and manifestation, unity and community. Indeed, I am humbly grateful for each and every one of your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince, House of Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. Kalahat Fire Witch, all of our special guests, Commission, Long Witch 71, Mother Jerry, Queen B1, we are gratefully honored by your being and presence. And, of course, Goddess Mother Orisha, who is still with us on our phone line. And remember, our telephone live listen and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967 during our live airing broadcast only. For those of you who have not done so already, please do click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player. This will mark me as a favorite and will give you privy to upcoming shows, show topics, and special guests. I've heard back from my brother in Nigeria a few more times, but again, we're on a different time zone. So we haven't had a complete conversation, but I'm sure at some point in coming days, I'll have more new updated music from him. I'm sure that's what he's trying to get through to me. So look forward to that coming in the coming days. Also, I'm going to remind you to investigate the advertisements that Blog Talk Radio has placed on the page and around the show page. This is a simple way of showing your support for us being here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, continue to utilize my favorite site, www.keen.com/divine+prince. I greatly appreciate your support of the ministry. We are gratefully humbled by your divine being and presence. I'm going to take just another quick break, and I'm going to come back with more of the Divine Prince live and in archive here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'm humbled by each and every one of your being and presence here in the live Blog Talk Radio chat, but I also want to show honor to those who are listening to the show from the various remote players. So again, all is a blessing, and I shall be forward momentarily. All is a blessing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
give thanks. Again, I am humbled by each and every one of your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince, also the Divine Prince, High Potions, and Voodoo Central. I look forward to meeting you here on Monday at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, in this squared circle of God and Goddess. All is indeed a blessing. Until Monday, Ashe and Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free. Thank you.